A Call to Work the Cities. Mountain View, California, January 1910. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. The natural traits of a man's character must be transformed into Christ's likeness, else he cannot be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. This is a fact that never will change. The man, woman, and child must all have a change in their natural temperament and disposition. Ye must be born again. John 3, verse 7. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 3, verse 16 to 21. A wonderful lesson is here given. Now Christ hath borne his own testimony concerning righteousness and truth. Now I am deeply concerned for all who are connected with the church in Mountain View. I have an intense desire that a thorough work should be done in this church. There is need of the grace of God in the soul, that Christ shall be glorified in and through the church. There is need of home religion and house-to-house work being done. Every home needs to come up upon a higher, consecrated platform. Diligent and personal effort needs to be made before individuals, as church members, shall feel that deep work of grace which must be done in the heart before God can be glorified. Personal heart work is to be carried into every family, and the Holy Spirit's work of sanctifying grace must be entertained and have its molding influence, fashioning the human after the similitude of the divine nature. I should not be clear before the Lord unless I should tell you that the Spirit of God is too often dishonored in words and actions. When personal work is neglected and self steps in for the supremacy, this is often revealed in speech and in spirit. Then, should your life pass away, the obituary testifies in public of a life accepted of God, when it is a false testimony. When personal work is neglected in refinement of speech and a coarseness is expressed, certain classes are seldom reached by the direct words of the Lord in sermons or prayers. Public meetings accomplish very little to impress and convict the delinquent soul. There is a decided work to be done before the Lord can be glorified in his professed, believing people. Should the sins of unfulfilled duties be specified, it would offend the ones specified. I am to say, but few words are genuinely, daily converted, to stand the investigative judgment that will take place soon. These are the few words I have need to write. For if you could see the genuine truth of every action which is passing in review before God, there would, I know, be deep conviction with some, and a true sense awakened in them that they must be daily converted to the mind and will of Christ. What a work of repentance would be wrought in the soul that is thoroughly convicted! Opportunities are lost in not speaking words in season to erring ones in a kindly, earnest way. There are often sporting words of reproof, but this is too serious a matter, too important a matter, to be trifled with. We should bear in mind that Satan, in his deceptive style, is seeking to overcome every soul. He flatters himself that he meets with such success, that his armies are so great and the armies of Christ so few, that he will stand victor. I am to speak decidedly. In every establishment where work in various business lines is carried on, angels of God are present to protect every soul from becoming rude in word or actions that Satan shall have a chance to triumph. Read carefully John 3, verse 22 to 36. We are now having our opportunity to graduate to the heavenly school above. Our test in education, in order to stand in the grand review before angels in the heavenly courts, is in the attainment of the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Decisions are to be made. The message should have been given continuously in every city in America, and every means possible devised to bring the truth before the Jewish nation and the various nationalities in America. God requires much more than to have camp meetings in their season. The same work must be done when these camp meetings cannot be held because of the weather. But there are to be camp meetings just outside the cities, if not in, to give the last message ever to be given to our world. Satanic agencies rejoice to see that advantage is not taken to hold these meetings outside the bustle and confusion of city life. It takes so long to make this matter understood that every party wants the advantage. But the Lord God of Israel has wonderfully favored our people with places near cities, where we shall obtain advantages to reach the nearby people who are not being warned. These camp meetings are giving the last message of mercy to a fallen world. There is need of tact, of capability, which means growth in grace in all our establishments. Our printing presses and entire offices of workers need to be refined, purified, sanctified. Workers are to be sent out in all our cities. They are not to be confined in one place. All are to be guarded, not to give encouragement to sensationalism, to extravagance in any line. But the express command is, work the cities. There has been little call from the cities, for our churches have hindered in the place of advancing the work, and ministers over conferences have felt they must forbid any movement that calls for means. While our ministers are to be guarded against consuming means unnecessarily, the conference presidents have stood with a rod in their hands to say, you cannot collect means from the conference. This state of things has continued until the message came, break every yoke. Who now can break the yoke? We have seen the work of God hindered, and now we would see the light shining forth in clear, steady rays, growing brighter and brighter as the truth is proclaimed. But now we are to remove the yokes and set the oppressed free. There are to be no more hindrances. Here the cities, kept before our workers, but the hindrances have walled them in that they could do so very little. God's messengers are to go forth in the name of the Lord, for there are cities to be worked. Bear in mind, go forth into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. It is not merely the preaching of the word, but the laborers must be set to work to make personal, special efforts. All are to bear a part in this special work. Cities are to be worked by united laborers of various capabilities. All are to look to Jesus, to be imbued with the Holy Spirit. Not a fanatical thread is to be drawn into figures of the pattern. Let there be frequent councils together in praying circles in different companies, and wholehearted cooperation, all laying hold by faith of the General of Armies, seeking wisdom of Jesus, the great successful I Am.